Hey, this is Danny G, and on tonight's episode of Talk That Danny G, I am here reporting on duty as hashtag Director Danielle. I know usually we talk about sex or love or relationships or kind of growing up and wedding planning. Today, I want to talk about our career journeys and what it looks like to have to learn how to survive in a toxic workplace. I've had so many conversations with people lately who are very unhappy with where they currently are in their work environment. And I've put together what I call the four P's on how you can survive in a toxic workplace. And so on tonight's Little Leadership Talk, and again, Little Leadership Talk stands for lessons that I learned in leadership. These are based off of lessons that I have personally learned or that people in my network have learned. And we've been able to glean different pieces of advice to share with people on their leadership journeys. And so from 9 to 5, I'm the Director of Employee Engagement, and so I work exclusively in human resources. What I know is that there is a difference between a toxic workplace and a hostile work environment. And a lot of people, when they're describing why they are unhappy, they use those terms interchangeably. They say, like, I work in this toxic workplace and it's such a hostile work environment. And then they go on to say, like, why they are so unhappy, so unhappy, so unhappy. And so one of the first things that I want to do today is make sure that we know how to differentiate the two, because they are very, very, very similar. And so a toxic workplace is a workplace that is marked by significant drama or infighting, where personal battles often harm productivity. So a lot of foolery going on, a lot of personal fuckery going on, a lot of bickering back and forth. It just doesn't feel good in a toxic workplace. It feels like it sounds. It feels toxic. That is different from a hostile work environment. And so I'm reading these definitions just so that we can be really, really clear. And so in a hostile work environment, a hostile work environment exists when one's behavior within the workplace creates an environment that is difficult or uncomfortable for another person to work in, and that is due to discrimination. So a toxic workplace is a place where there's a lot of stuff going on that harms or reduces productivity. A hostile work environment is where there is illegal behavior based on discrimination. And so discrimination when it comes to a hostile work environment has to do with membership or perceived membership of a protected class. In every state, that looks different because that is human resources law. And so that harassment is unwelcome conduct that is based on these protected classes. So examples are race, color, religion, sex, which includes pregnancy and or parental status in some states, national origin, age, which can be 40 or older, disability or genetic information. So that is that harassment based on membership of a perceived class, membership of a protected class or perceived membership of that protected class. That is different than a toxic work environment. So one, that harassment, that is illegal. That is when I would bring in an HR lawyer, your human resources officer, if your human resources officer is contributing to that hostile work environment, that's where you bring in those outside resources. So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about where there is illegal discriminatory action happening in the workplace. What I'm talking about today is a toxic workplace where it is just personal foolery, drama, infighting. It's really just adults behaving badly and grown-ups misbehaving. Hostile work environment, again, illegal based on membership or perceived membership of a protected class under the law. Toxic workplace is just when it's grown-ups behaving badly. And so what are some examples of toxic workplace? Just so that we can differentiate the two. So several examples of a toxic workplace. If somebody tells you someone in leadership, well, you know, you're just lucky to have a job. If there's a culture of just poor communication, just trash basket communication. If everybody has a bad attitude, if there is always drama going on, if dysfunction reigns, if that is what your culture cultivates. And so your workplace culture is what it's the personality and the it's what your organization is. That's your workplace culture. What y'all celebrate? What are your traditions and beliefs? The behaviors and the attitudes that are celebrated in the workplace. That's your culture. And you know if it feels good. You know if it feels toxic. So, yes, is your workplace toxic? It's not just a bad day, but is it a toxic culture? Nothing is perfect. You may have had a bad day. You may have had a bad moment. But is it a moment or is it a culture? How do you feel at work? Once you pay attention to this and once you know that this environment is having a negative impact on your well-being repeatedly, again, not just a bad day, not just a bad moment, but this culture feels toxic, once you have confirmed that toxicity, believe it. If you knew that something that was poisonous or harmful to you, what would you do? Would you keep playing in it? Let's pretend for the sake of this podcast, when we're talking about toxic work environments, let's pretend that the work environment is air. So if you knew that this was toxic air, would you keep breathing it on purpose? I call that peeping game. And so, but wait. Because before we go pointing the finger about this toxic work environment and this culture and how this culture is celebrated and I'm so miserable because let me tell you all of the stuff that's happening to me at my workplace. My question would be, and this is the question that I ask every single person that talks to me about this, are you the problem? I say, what is your impact on the culture? Talk to me about your impact so you can tell me about how the culture is. Oh, it's so much drama. It's always gossiping. It's always a fight. People are always angry. People always have attitudes. Nobody responds to emails. It's just so hot. I'm really, really sorry to hear that. What's your impact on the culture? How do you make your coworkers feel? For the people who report to you, how do they feel? For the people that you report to, how do you make them feel? What impact are you having on the environment around you? And that's not to victim blame. All it is to do is to say like, okay, this culture is this culture. That's fine because your culture will always show up. What are you doing to contribute to that culture? Because you got to figure out, are you an active participant in the culture or not? And so some ways that you might be toxic. Do you have poor communication in the workplace? Are you accountable? Are you a liar? Are you complicit? Are you a troublemaker? Are you passive aggressive? Do you stay gossiping? Are you messy boots? So like, let's talk about this. This bringing this whole self to work piece. This is a professional environment. Do you know what that means? And so when we're talking about toxic workplace, do you exhibit any of these personality traits? So are you accountable? Can your coworkers, can your peers come up to you and say, I want to talk to you. I want to give you some feedback about a situation that happened and have difficult conversations with you. Will you receive that? Or are you just, is it about to be a fight if someone comes and they try to hold you accountable? Whether it is a peer or someone who reports, who you report to, Can anybody give you feedback? Are you open to that? Are you going to receive it? Are you a liar? Like, do you lie? And I know as adults, as grown-ups, I know that we know when we are lying and when we are telling the truth. Are you lying, though? Like, did you miss a deadline? And now when people are asking you about it, are you telling stories? Are you complicit? So, fine. Let's just say that you aren't the person that is doing X. Are you standing by and watching X happen while X is within your locus of control? Is there something you could be doing to help or advocate for someone else while this toxic behavior is happening? So you may not be doing it, but are you standing there and watching it happen and not saying anything? Are you a troublemaker? Like, do you just go around looking for foolery? Do you gossip in the workplace? Like, you just go and just, oh, yeah, because, you know, I heard so-and-so, so-and-so. Like, is that you? Are you messy boots? So, yes, I read through that list twice because I wanted to make sure people had a chance to sit in on it. Let it sink in. Well, we're talking about our workplace being toxic. Are you contributing to that toxicity? And so, if so, your lack of social skills and emotional intelligence in your personal life, should you choose to employ any of those approaches in the workplace in a professional setting, those will lead to conflict in the workplace. Not being accountable, not telling the truth, standing by and watching this toxic behavior happen and you not doing anything about it, being passive aggressive, sending professional clapback emails, all of those things contribute to a toxic environment. And if you, even if you feel like you can do those things in your personal life, because I know people do those things in their personal life. In my personal life, I am extremely sarcastic, as you can tell on this podcast. But when I am in a professional setting, when I'm having a conversation with someone with my director, Danielle, HR hat on, I'm not sarcastic with them because this is not the time for that. I know how to code switch. So we talk about code switching using slang. I also know when to be professional and when to be personal. And what I have seen with my own eyes, so many people in leadership feel that they are being authentic leaders by bringing their full selves to work. Their full selves contain a lot of these very, very, very poor interpersonal skills. You passive aggressive in real life, so you think you can do that in a leadership position. I'm sorry, that's not the case. In real life, you don't like conflict. I don't like conflict. I hate conflicts. I would rather us all get along. But when it comes down to it, I can't disappear. I have to face that conflict in a leadership position. And so you got to figure out how to bring your professional self to work. You can be your authentic self professionally. It doesn't mean that you get to bring your entire self to work because your entire self is not designed for the workplace. But there's hope, because even if you do find yourself participating in this toxic environment as an active contributor, or you are just somebody who work here, like, look, this ain't, you just work here, you know what I'm saying? I just applied for this job because I really cared about this mission. I really cared about this work, this demographic that we are serving. You just work here. You ain't here for this. There are ways that you can still learn how to survive a toxic workplace and modify your perspective to survive the environment without turning toxic. I call these my four P's. Number one, when you are in a toxic environment and you recognize you're in a toxic environment, plan your next move. If you, again, this goes back to that air example. If you know that the air was toxic, would you continue to breathe it on purpose? And you do not control the air quality. So you can contribute to the air quality. again, with minding some of those behaviors and making sure that you aren't actively contributing to the toxicity, but you don't control the air quality. So what experiences do you need to gain in order to have access to your next level move? While you are in this toxic environment, figure out what you need to get in order to get out. What brought you here in the first place? You like this org, you like this work, you like this job title, you like these duties. Figure out what you need to do in order to level up and level out. Plan your next move while you are in that toxic environment. The second thing that you have to do is protect. Guard yourself against that toxicity. How can you protect yourself in this toxic environment? What is your gas mask? So we're going back to that air analogy. What is your mask? What can you put on in order to make this air more breathable for you while you are still here? Is it an environmental change? Do you just need to move your workspace? Do you just need to work from another location? Is it a structural change? Do you need to request that you have a change in teams, that you have a change in reporting structure, that you get a new boss? Can you work remotely? Can you have a schedule change? Figure out what you can do while you are still in this environment to guard yourself against that toxicity. Number three, and this one is really important and it sounds really harsh. My therapy, produce. This is your job, right? Like for real, this is your job. Good. Do your job. Do your job. Produce what you are getting paid to produce. Get your paycheck and go home. It sounds really cold, but like all of your coworkers are not your friends. And in fact, some of your coworkers may actively be contributing to the environment that is making you miserable. Do your job. And that's really it. That's why we're here. You don't have to be best friends with everybody. And I know there are some workplace environments where everybody gets along. We are all so cool. We are all so great. We love each other. Fantastic. But again, if you realize that you are in an environment where that is not the case, where it is toxic because there's always personal foolishness going on, you don't have to add your personal stuff to that mix because this is work. So come to work, do your work, get your money, and go home. What does success look like? What will you be evaluated on? Figure out how you can be successful by producing what you are getting paid to produce. While other people are producing foolery, you produce what you are getting paid to produce and do it well. And do it very, very, very well, because that takes us back to number one P, plan. Planning that next move. You know you gotta go from here. Produce with all your power. The fourth P, the only thing that you gotta do is peace out. While you are planning your next move and protecting yourself against that toxicity, while you are producing the great work that you are being paid to produce, all you need to do is protect your peace while you are moving through this process so that when that call comes, you can peace out. And so this toxic environment did not rub off on you or get in you so that you can go and level up at your next place and leave all of this toxic foolery right where it belongs, away from you. And so when people talk to me and they say they're very unhappy because of the toxic work environments, they don't know what they want to do because they're just so frustrated at work, I listen to them and I acknowledge them and I hear them and I say, like, yes, that is real. That sounds very, I would not want to be in that situation. And I have been in some very toxic situations as both an employee and as an HR person. So I've seen it from both sides. There are ways that you can still protect your peace while you are there. and guard yourself from becoming that environment that you hate. Workplace environments are beautiful and they are complex and they are living organisms, and culture matters. And so you as an employee, you deserve to work in an environment that is supportive and professional. You have a role to play in shaping that culture. And if you find yourself in an environment where the air feels toxic, just remember your four P's: plan, protect, produce, and peace out. This is Danny G, hashtag Director Danielle, with a lesson that I learned in leadership: how to survive in a toxic workplace. This is Danny G, and the G is for gone.